What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy, Tommy G, here with the Thursday edition, live from California, formerly Las Vegas, formerly New Jersey. No idea what fucking time it is. We are live on Twitter Spaces. If you went to YouTube first, Evan did a fantastic job, bravo, Evan, of putting a sign up there for you retards to head over to Twitter Spaces. So this is something we're going to be doing a little more often. We're going to try it, see how it goes, and maybe not today, because it's going to be busy, but in the future, E, one of the things you want to start doing is do like a little Q&A at the end, because on this, it's easy to call people up, right? Like have some people come up and ask some questions at the end of the show. What do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely way easier on here.
Yeah, it's easier on here, so probably won't have time today. We're jammed up. It's MLB opening day, Sweet 16 college basketball. We got a packed show, a lot of information, and I mean, there's a lot fucking going on, Bill. Every day I wake up, Bill's telling me another fucking breaking headline or breaking news.
We already have someone calling in.
Hi, well, my name is Carl. I love the show. From North Carolina. Tommy, you suck dick. Bill Rupp, you're the best. I love you, Bill Rupp. I gotta go.
Bye, Carl. All right.
Carl, let's go. No more Carl. Calls.
Fuck Carl. No more calls. Get rid of Carl forever. So, Bill Rupp, how you doing?
I am good. I mean, I wish the weather was better. I got a lot of yard work to do outside. I did a lot so far. And it's baseball. Yeah. Baseball day. And I can't wait. A couple weeks, I'll be at the stadium getting my bobbleheads.
That's what you should have heard. Joe Rackets has to be more excited than anyone. That baseball has started. You actually get to speak on the show now, Rackets.
No, I mean, it's a double-edged sword.
I was going to say, you fucking hate that. you like just being able to smoke weed and sit there.
It's a double-edged sword. It's really what it is.
Rackets has the best life. He follows tennis, which gets like 4 week breaks at a time, and then he just baseball.
Yep.
AJ Hawk watches Rackets on Stay Cash and going, God, that guy.
I love AJ Hawk. He's the best. My role model.
Yeah.
I just don't have a big forehead like him. I'm just bald.
You don't. You got a big hammer, though, I heard. So, Luke Hoffman, live from Las Vegas. Appreciate you checking in.
Yep.
Okay, good. Good job, Hoffman. That was great.
Yeah, I'm here. Ow. I'm in Las Vegas. I'm ready to go.
There you go. That's a little bit better. All right, E, what do we got for headlines?
We have Draymond Green getting ejected 4 minutes into the game last night.
Bill, you kicked this off because Bill told me about this morning, and I actually just saw it about 10 minutes before we got on air here. And I am certain Steph Curry was crying.
Draymond, I think Draymond last night, Hoffman, fucked us on our bet. Because I think by him getting...
And by the way, Bill, before you start, E, do you know how to see the chat right there? You see that little purple thing in the bottom right? Yeah, so if anyone's asking questions and they feel pretty... you can go on, go.
I think Draymond getting ejected again 4 minutes in by like cursing out the refs off, I think it fucked us because you know, Steph, you know, I think they came together a little bit. But I've never, I don't know if you saw it, Hoffman, but I've never seen Steph Curry act like that. Like, he was so upset,
he was crying, bro. He go watch it again. He not only put his head in his shirt, but he rubbed his eyes with the palm of his hand, crying under his shirt.
They're one game up on Houston. Houston's won like 10 in a row. They have the series edge over Houston. They play one more game. So they're one up. They could be two up with the tiebreaker if they beat Houston. And they have a much easier schedule than Houston has. But you can't get kicked out. You can't have your main guy who's covering Paolo get kicked out 4 minutes into the game. Even though they ended up winning, that was a bad look.
I mean, yeah, Hoffman, that was a must-win game. I didn't even realize because I've been fucking on the West Coast for like 10 days. The Rockets went around?
Yeah. They're on fire right now.
I mean, that's fucking insane. What else we got for headlines? Obviously, I'm sure you guys talked about Ohtani.
Yep.
Don't want to beat a dead horse here, but is there anything new that broke since what you guys – I wasn't here when you guys talked about it. I'll give my take on it real quick. From the beginning, Bill, I told you this is going to be not only detrimental to Ohtani. He's obviously lying. This is a conspiracy theorist wet dream. The first report that comes out is the right one, right? That's the one you interpret off. He was definitely has a gambling problem. Definitely, like you said, why he deferred his fucking $700 million for 10 years from now, because they knew he'd fucking blow it all. I think it's definitely the reason he didn't go to New York, because he didn't want the media scrutiny in New York. We didn't even know he had a dog. We didn't know he was married. This guy's been the most secretive, oddly secretive person. Like, Judge is secretive. Otani's, like, hiding something.
He knows English.
You know, the whole time. Yeah, and he knows English. I've told you guys that for a while, that he knows English, and it's bullshit. And, Bill, it's impossible that your best fucking friend, your best friend, has a gambling problem and you don't know about it. And you have 40 bankers and accountants watching your account. Bill, me and you send two Venmos back and forth. We got the fucking bank call for $500.
Anytime I deposit anything on FanDuel or whatever, or if I take a large sum out of my bank, and I'm like, and I like regular TD Bank, Valley Bank, like regular, you know, these are banks. And I'm getting calls and saying my account's on lock because of suspicious activity. So there's no way he did, dude, all these wire transfers, 8 wire transfers for $500,000 each. And they didn't call the main signer on the account. Even if he has power of attorney and he's a signer on the account, they would still call the other person. It happens all the time.
It did come out. It has come out though that other Japanese players, whatever Spanish players that do need have translators. Their translators are on their bank accounts. So, like, that has come out.
Okay.
Which is true. So, when Bill talked about it, Rackets, my ex-fiance was on my bank account, right? One of them. But when you're the primary.
No, I agree with that. But the thing is, see.
You're telling the banker, if you see a transaction over a certain amount, you need to call me. And they're going to do it anyway.
Here's the other thing, though, that it's. While I do agree with a lot of what you're saying, the one thing that's drawing me back off of Otani being like Otani actually the big being 100% guilty is the Angels media guide had Ipe's school as UC Riverside. The school has no record of him being fucking at there. He also listed the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees as previous employers. Neither one of those teams ever employed him. So he is lying from step one of this thing. Like, that's what's kind of giving me pause. Like, maybe there was some stealing and shit going on. Maybe, obviously, Otani knew something. But, like, this dude was, I think he was just lying from day one.
Listen, it's very possible. I'm very, I don't know how to put this. How do casinos stay open?
Oh, it's they build on losers' money. I mean, everybody knows that, but, like.
Right. Well, no, even more than that. Asian people, right? Yeah. Like, go to a casino at fucking midnight. And it's just fucking Asians from top to bottom, right? So when you tell me that his best friend on the planet is Asian, Otani's secretive, Otani's been hiding everything. Otani deferred all his money for a decade. But Otani didn't know he had a gambling problem? So what is your take? Did he know? Did he not know?
So I think he knew.
Was it stolen? You can't not know.
I think he knew, or he was aware of it, and instead of giving Ipe the money himself to pay the debt, he sent the wire transfer so that Ipe couldn't fucking gamble the rest of that money away too as the loan payment, which is why it said loan. Now, I think that the bookmaker was under the impression that it was Otani to allow the fucking debt to get that high. So I think think Ipe was saying these are Otani's bets. Otani really didn't know about it. So he got the credit based on being from, you know, I'm backed by Shohei Otani. And I think the bookmaker just found out in January that Otani didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, regardless, the bookmaker's not going to give a guy who makes $250,000 a year credit lines up to $500,000.
No chance.
Wire transfer is coming from Shohei Ohtani's name, he would assume that he would like believe that story. And if he's lying from
here's the thing.
Go ahead.
When I was running numbers for the guys in Long Island, when I got in trouble, I had CEOs of fucking Goldman Sachs, like level guys like that. When I was working on Wall Street doing this. And these books and these credit lines knew these guys were making. They lost 50 grand in a week. They dropped $50,000 on Monday, right? Gave it right in. To get up to fucking that type of credit line and be down that much, like, this guy would have had to meet Ohtani. Because at first it's one thing, but after a while, this has to be something like, okay, if Shohei...
Well, if that first wire transfer coming from his account saying loan, that might just be enough for him to be like, okay.
Dude, let me explain something. There's not a bookie in America who takes wire transfers.
You're talking about...
Right, it's cash only. There's no track record because they're running an illegal business. So the only thing he could have done is maybe shown him an account that had Ohtani on it, but everything in this smells fucking dirty as fuck. And I think it's going to get blown over unless the FBI...
Well, no, what happens is, okay, if this guy did steal the money, like Ohtani's saying, why is he not arrested yet?
Right. And why did Ohtani find out from people in the club?
Why did you have $4.5 million stolen from you and there's been no arrests?
Maybe it just hasn't, they haven't done it yet. I don't know. Cause he in that press conference, he literally said he called him a thief. He said he stole from me. Like, those are serious allegations.
But Ohtani has to. Ohtani's his meal
it's
ticket.
So easy to prove. Just go to the bank.
No, I agree.
If me and Bill Rupp have a joint account, I could prove he stole from me in 8 minutes.
You know?
8 minutes.
Just go to the bank and fucking check the transfers, check the signatures.
What happened was the story that was from a year or two ago, and then we'll pivot off this, about the interpreter was that he was literally forcing all the teams to pay the interpreter.
In order to even like speak to Shohei, you had to go through him. You
had to take care of the
interpreter. He was like fucking Littlefinger, bro.
He's been sugar daddying this interpreter for years and years. And I'm telling you, what time
is 2013. 2013 he's been.
Yeah. He's been sugar daddying him since back in the day in his original country. So when you're looking at this interpreter situation, this comes down to, let's say it's Bill Rupp stealing from me, right? I turn to Bill Rupp and go, listen, even your involvement in gambling tarnishes me because I'm going to catch a ricochet off you, right? Because people like Tommy G and Bill Rupp are going to say, what are the chances your best friend's gambling and you don't know about it? So he probably went to him and said, listen, I'll give you $5 million. You're going to be set for life. I'm putting this whole thing on you. This is all going on you. I'm saying you stole it. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to prove it. But I need to bury you right now. I need to distance myself from you. And the other guy probably said, fine. What's the dollar amount? That's what happened. That's why he's burying him like this.
Yeah.
Because Ohtani can't defend his friend. Because his friend's crimes, if they're true, kill Ohtani.
See, now, and the other thing, too, but if he was just like lending him the money, you would think that like there would be no issue about coming out and saying that the first time.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's the initial thing. Listen, yeah, Bill, if Bill's the fucking interpreter, hey, what is this transaction? Listen, Bill's had a problem. He's my best friend. Never been on baseball. You can go check the records. He's got a little bit of a problem. He got himself in a spot. He told me he stopped. I lent him the money to get him out of a hole. It's literally that easy. Go check the fucking records. Go check the books. No, I didn't touch anything. And it's done.
Yep.
Everyone has a friend that they've bailed out. You know, like, it's pretty much done. There'll be a little bit of like, well, but the fact that the story changed three times and their stories aren't in line is the problem. But the bigger gambling story, Bill Rupp, in my opinion, which I'm sure you guys talked about the other day, what was his name? Porter?
Jonte Porter.
Right. I'm sure you guys talked about that the other day. But Bill, what did I tell you last night or two nights ago that was going to happen because of this Porter story and the Ohtani story at the same time?
Yeah, they were going to stop props, betting on props.
Yeah, I'm like, we are done with props. The prop generation is
over.
See,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You said it, but then the next day, I got a text saying Tommy was right.
No, Tommy
they're
was right.
They're already trying to put legislation.
I meant, I was saying you were right that they're trying to get it.
But a day later, Bill. I said 2 years from now.
Yeah.
A day later, they're already doing it.
I mean,
because the thing about
he has a Discord. He supposedly had a Discord too. where he was
Rackets. It's the craziest thing.
Did you hear about this? Did Bill tell you this?
Okay. Yes, that Bill told me. That's insane.
Yeah, bro. So we found this out on Stay Cashin.
He had his own 4D.
He had his own fucking Discord, like it was like day trading and like stocks and stuff, but he was giving out bets too. And it was like $50 for the premium room or something. But like everybody in the Discord,
and this is right as Ohtani.
Everybody was.
Des Bryant comes.
Everybody in the
Des
Discord
Bryant
was
wins a million bets.
Yeah, everybody in the Discord was saying was like thanking him for all their winnings and stuff for the two games that he left early.
I mean, dude, you have Des Bryant who's fucking dropping $100,000 bet tickets, 10-team parlays, winning them every 5 minutes. Bijan Robinson has a fucking perfect fucking round one. I mean, dude, this is a problem because people, a lot of you guys weren't here long enough, Hoffman. I know you know, back when DFS wasn't even legal, and this was 2011-12, when those of us playing DFS needed to use special words. It's not gambling. It's a game of skill. And it took Jersey to fall, and then another state fell, and it took a while to get all these states on board. All it's going to take is one or two states, because this isn't a fucking NCAA decision. This isn't an MLB decision. This is individual states' decisions. All it's going to take is a couple legalized states to fall out and go, fuck this. It won't be Jersey, because Jersey was the first one in. They'll be the last one out, because they make the most money. But you're going to get some of these states that just legalized going, you know what? You get some liberal at the top. You get some people complaining. And then you're going to see states start to fall off. It's going to hurt FanDuel. It's going to hurt DraftKings. And we may see the fucking end over the next 3 to 4 years of legalized sports betting in this country. Literally, it could be that bad. What's going on right now? I think the boom is over.
I think the props are going to be gone.
Yeah, I think its props are gone, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're going to see props.
They asked today. They're like, "What do you feel about you not getting your props from people?" He goes, "I don't really know, but I guess I'm bad at losing their money when I don't get my points or my funds or whatever I have to do." He's like, so I kind of feel bad in a way. Like, they shouldn't have to ask these questions to these people.
Yeah. And the thing about it is the props. I mean, we've gotten to a point in America where these books are probably making 50 to 70% of their money from props. Right? Like, when we, I mean, all put,
yeah,
bets
think
in
about
during
all
football.
The promos. Every day, draft
they're all same game parlays.
Same game parlay insurance. Risk.
They're begging us to bet,
yeah,
props for fucking. And where do we get fucked the most? A guy ends up a yard short. A guy turns his ankle in the first quarter, right? You can overcome that on a side.
I lose.
You can overcome that on a total.
By one thing every day.
Yeah, they're pushing everyone to bet props, so this is going to hurt FanDuel. This is a bigger deal than people think. This could be the fucking Epstein of sports betting here. This could be the fucking jump off where the public starts to see it, but. Any other headlines here, E, before we get to some bets and some March Madness? And do we have Howie Dew?
Howie
alive?
Is alive.
Is Howie here?
He's here. He's a speaker.
All right, Howie, just hit that
what
mic.
What about Caitlin Clark, $5 million offer?
I would take that.
Howie, if you can hear us, Howie, hit that speaker, your speaker.
I mean, Bill, you have
it. I'm in.
Don't you?
All right,
I think just because you're getting $5 million automatically, and then you can prove, like, I don't think she's going to be good, but, I mean, you can prove yourself against the men. Like, that's a great
opportunity. Do you know how much the top WNBA player makes a year?
I mean, it's insane. Like, no, probably nothing.
Guess.
The top NBA.
Yeah, hold on. Guess what the number
is. 1.2 million.
$240,000.
Wow.
Bill told me this morning I almost fell off
if you're
a chair.
Let me say this. If you're a woman, if you're an athletic woman, and you are not playing tennis, you are a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
you are fucking retarded. Continue. Yeah.
Or golf.
Yeah. Yeah, at least. Yeah. And in any individual sport where you get an individual sponsor and you compete for a prize pool. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's
Tommy,
the thing. You have to have a pot.
Offered,
like, in golf, there's a pool, there's
her,
a pot, and tennis.
They offered her $5 million. The big three.
Hell yeah, dude. I would do it in a heartbeat. You could still go in a draft after that.
The big three is, like, 12 weeks long.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she could still – she doesn't – and they're saying she can play both? Fuck playing both. Take
a
year
play
off
once
WNBA.
A week.
She's got to use a normal ball.
She's
got to use a normal ball.
Once a week.
Look, it's – that's the biggest – biggest thing since Barnum & Bailey Circus having her play, because, you know, I could beat Caitlin Clark right now.
Yes. That's why I wanted
I could
to
be
do
here
it
when
now.
I wanted
to. Because I want people to see that a female cannot even fucking hold the jock of a fucking male that's a retired NBA player, let alone a current one. I want her to go there and fucking get owned. And I love Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I don't really like her.
I like her because she won us a bunch of
money. Yeah, well, that's a good reason.
We were on her.
That's a good reason.
We were on her before the fucking ESPN.
I would post that bitch's bony ass up and just go to town on her.
Nah, she'd have no chance. She wouldn't even be able to get a shot off. No. It'd be a disaster. But how we doing? How you doing?
Good, brother. Good. Last week, hey, man, we had some nice long upsets with Yale +600, James Madison +240. It was a good week.
What about the +1800?
That was a little 1800 +1800 parlay, and what I couldn't believe is a lot of the subs hit that.
And guess
I hit it. I was sweating it in the chat.
And guess who hit a +1300 the same day?
Me.
You.
Damn.
You.
And
I want to say, what did I guarantee when this shit started?
He's going to win the bracket.
He's going to win the bracket pool, and I am in first.
All right. 1 weekend down, but you're looking good.
Yeah, I mean, real point start. This is the week. First week doesn't mean anything on brackets.
Yeah, and what did I guarantee? That I was going to finish last and win my bets. And that's what's happening. We had a phenomenal, I mean, Saturday in Vegas, Towie, when you were fucking smashing all your shit and I was fucking smashing all my shit. I had the whole sports book just destroying everything that we had going on. You were destroying. And then we made it out of Sunday with our heads somehow. Sunday was obviously not an easy one. Grand Canyon lost by 9. We loved them. They shot 2 for 20 from the field. And 2 for 20 from three and missed 14 free
throws.
Oh, that
was a killer. That
was insane.
They imploded.
All right,
3 minutes ago, they just imploded. They should have won that game.
Yeah, I think me and you combined won about 40 to 50 units or something on Saturday. I got off to a really good start. You had a great day, too. Overall, the subs made a ton of money. I know that. And then we were just hoping the last day didn't implode on us. I mean, Boo Boo, he didn't even show up. I thought he'd at least get 15 points. He didn't even get a shot off in the first half. Yeah, they completely shut him down. That one sucked. But then Texas A&M was nice for me. Almost hit the fucking money line on that. And then I've taken a couple days off. I mean, that was exhausting. Yeah. Like, that was really exhausting, those 3 or 4 days. And we're back today. So let's start it off with some college basketball.
Let's start out with us having Clemson to get to the Final Four for what did we get, +30,000 like 2 months ago?
Yep.
I bet
that, Howie. Yeah. The day you said it, I got it in my on my DraftKings right now.
I mean,
futures, Hoffman says it all the time. There's no company better at futures than us. Sweet 16 futures, I won 14 units. On the Sweet 16 futures. If you paired them up like I did, Bill, I actually had to put them in your account because I was in Vegas. I mean, how many +2000s did
I have? Yeah, a lot.
Four? Right? Like four of them, right? UNC, Creighton, Clemson. UNC, Creighton, North Carolina State. We're putting those out for the subs again today. We're not giving those out on the show. The bracket Bible that has been out was $99, okay? Listen to this. It's now $49. All me and Howie's plays and write-ups are in there. All the futures are in there, and you're getting a free week at 4DeepBets. So basically, the free week is $40. MLB starts today. You're going to get all the sports for this week, and you're paying the equivalent of $9 for the Bracket Bible. So if you were looking to get in for a week at 4Deep, now's the time to do it. Buy the Bracket Bible, and you're getting the week free. There's no better deal in America than what's going on right now. And Howie, I was in Vegas.
I took Tommy's future bets and parlayed them all in the Sweet 16 and hit like a whole shit ton of them.
Yeah, the futures have been great. And our futures right now, we're still live with at least one, if not two, teams in every region.
I'm going
to
start hedging.
To win the region.
I'm going to start hedging.
It's about that time.
Tommy, I actually still have a fucking future alive in the goddamn tournament. The only one I took was Marquette. Like, I don't even fucking do basketball. For fuck's sake.
Clemson and NC State literally have me sweating because We got them at insane odds.
If we get Clemson and NC State through, Howie, the whole sub base may retire.
I mean, for real,
right? Like, I mean, I know. I have. I win about 60,000, I think, if NC State wins it all. And about 38,000, 40,000 if Clemson does. That's off like $100. Yeah.
I got NC State at 37,000 plus 37. I got Clemson at plus 30,000. And this is to get to the Final Four. See you.
Right. This is just to get out of the region.
NC State takes the lead today. I am hedging.
Bill's hedging already.
you kind of have to, man.
Bro, $100 to win 40,000? Of course I am.
So that night we put in the 40-1 NC State before the tournament started, before they were even in the NCAA tournament. They still had to win the ACC tournament. It was like the second half versus North Carolina we put it out. Put it out to plus 40,000. It dropped to plus 17,000, what, Hoffman, 3 minutes later when we were on the Discord? Because like
it was 30 seconds.
Yeah, like hundreds of subs hit it the second the ad everyone hit. And literally, we all have at least the staff, we all have like 100 to win 40,000.
Yeah.
So that you can literally, if you can get plus money, if you get NC State with a lead or even money in each of these games, you could throw 1,000 today on an even money play. Let's say NC State gets up 12-4 or something. You could throw 1,000 on that. So you'll either win 1,000 or have your 40,000 live. Lose that, put 2,000 on the same thing Saturday. Lose that. Now you got 3,000 invested in your hedging. And then you got Final Four and finals. So you could put literally 3,000 on the next one, 6,000 out. You still got 34,000 of profit, and then you can hedge in the final.
That's if you have 100 on it. If you have $5, then you do,
You do the same thing. If you have $10, you just take away zero.
Yeah, if I get a lead tonight, I am doing that exactly.
If they get to minus, if they are favored or even money, I'm going to throw at least 1,000 on the other side.
You have to.
Yeah, because once you get through this weekend, we're hedging pregame, right? Like we can lay minus 500 because we got fucking plus 40,000 worth of profit. Howie, I don't want to give away all the bets today. I'm going to keep the player props away. I'm going to keep all of our futures. We have futures parlays. I put out 5 parlays, which are the ones that hit the most last round. A plus 2,300, plus 2,100, plus 1,800, plus 3,300, and a plus 560. I have out. So we're not giving those away for free on the show. You got to go to 4deep.com/pricing or go to wop.com/4deep, either way, and go sign up for the $49 bracket Bible and you'll get all that. Make sure you guys get in the Discord because I looked at it last week. We had like hundreds of people buy the bracket Bible and we only had like 60 of you guys actually join the Discord. So get in the fucking Discord. Dude, MLB opening day, UFC, all that's in the Discord. On top of March Madness. But Howie, we're on the same.
I was in the Discord all fucking weekend. So I was there.
Yeah, I was literally like, dude, I was like, when people weren't hedging on the FAU game, that's when I lost my fucking mind. I'm like, dude, guys, we had so much on FAU and we had a plus 800 sitting in front of us. How you not hedging?
I just kept putting parlays out because I seen how it was going. It was a favorite weekend across the board. So.
It was,
Fifteen out of sixteen games are favorites.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I just said, "Fuck this! I'm just going to start parlaying all these favorites because this is what's happening."
Yeah. Funny thing is, today's a favorite day and tomorrow's a dog day. But I will tell you this, Howie Dewey, you've been on the Clemson train before anyone in America. Just like last year, you told us UConn at plus 60,000 or whatever it was, but the month before the season started. This year, you said Clemson before the season started. I jumped on board with you. And then I was a traitor when I saw that hot New Mexico team. But I'm back on board with you, and my futures are still there. We're on the same side in this game. Talk to me about the Clemson.
I took them 2 days ago when these came out at plus 7.5. And I'm looking. The line's down to plus 6.5. So
That's probably
going to keep going. Some sharp money coming in on the Tigers. And I'm not going to lie. I think they win the game. If the guard from Arizona doesn't light it up, if he has an average night, Clemson can score on Arizona. I like him. I mean, the little point guard from Clemson has been playing the best ball he's played in his life.
The other kid,
the 6'4", 6'5" kid, he's
What who are you talking about? Fucking
Hunter.
Hunter?
Hunter's playing the best ball he's ever
played.
Yeah,
Hunter's a beast. I mean, listen, that's what they needed, Howie, because we said from the beginning with Gerard transferring from Syracuse and PJ Hall being that, you know, 20 and 10 guy and the, you know, intelligent, tall white kid in the center who you like to have. You have Gerard and Hall, but they needed another player, and Hunter was a guy who was averaging like 10 points a game. They got that other floppy kid
with Shefflin. He looks like a 6'9" lesbian.
Yeah, he's a dog, right? Like, so they had that. They just needed a third scorer, and Hunter was a guy who would either drop 20 or 6. And he's been the X factor right now. He's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this team's playing really well together. They're coming right out of the chute. They're not getting down early. They're making the shots they're supposed to make. They're a great free throw shooting team. And look, I'll tell you what. I read every kind of analysis and every one in the world think, oh, Arizona, they're too talented. They're too – I don't think so, man. I mean
– Arizona sucks.
They've lost to some shit teams this year.
Dude, Arizona sucks. Just stop that shit. Like, they're fucking trash. They played great against Dayton. Great. Like, they really did. They shot, like, 50% from three, 60% from the field. Yep. Dayton played like fucking shit. Dayton isn't even a team that I liked. I don't even think they should have been there. And this game was still, I mean, you're looking right here. This was still, like, a six-point game with fucking a couple minutes left. It was a three-point game in the middle of the second half. Dayton's not even that good. They shouldn't even have been in this round.
I think we see a great game tonight. I think it's a 1-2 point game.
Yeah. San Diego State, UConn. Obviously, now you're looking at UConn here. They're a monstrous favorite, right? You're laying -800. You're also laying 10.5 points. Those are two things we don't really love to do. I think that lines up to 11.5 in a lot of books right now. And you have a low total on this. Total's like in the 130s. So you're really it's really tough to lay 12 points with a 130 total, right? So that's not great. I have some ways I'm playing it to get creative that I love. You have a way that you're playing it to get creative, but let's just talk about the overall.
Tommy, do you know what UConn shot from three last game?
It was like 55%.
It felt like 100%, but what was it?
So according – I didn't know –
Do you not know the answer to the question?
No, I know it. I know it, but it's so ridiculous, and I don't even know if it's true. So according to ESPN, they shot three.
Oh, no, the Northwestern game. No, they shot
three.
Terrible. Yeah.
Three
no,
for 22.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the game before. Yeah, they shot horrible.
13%. And they blew them out.
Well, I mean, I'm pulling it up
the
right
big
now.
Guy, the big guy killed him. The big guy.
Boo boo. Well, that was one of our props too, Klingon. You know, he went 14.
Look, the bottom line is, look, San Diego State has the same guards as they did last year. They got Butler and the other guy, and I'll tell you this: I don't care. UConn will probably win the game, but Jaden Ledee, he's one of the best forwards in the country.
I am obsessed
that
with
kid. This kid is a one-man wrecking crew. He's 6'9", 220. He can shoot the 15-footer. He can dunk on you. He plays D.
That guy's enormous.
Okay, so here's the thing about that, Howie. Hoffman, are you there? I don't know if Hoffman's there.
Yeah, I'm here. Drowning in a pool.
All right, no, it's fine. Just you can go back on mute if it's loud. Bill, this is the guy that I told you a month ago would be the perfect addition to the Knicks. This is the kid we're talking
awesome.
About, Jaden.
Yeah,
Ledee.
No, he's huge.
No one was talking about him. No one was saying anything because they're saying he's an undersized center. He could play power. This kid is a fucking man out there. And they were talking about him, Howie, going second round. Like, they weren't even talking about this kid being a lottery pick.
Yeah, no, they were talking about him this morning on the show, and they're saying that
because he's dropping 30
he should
a game.
Go lottery, definitely first round.
No one was on this kid a month ago, and that's why I kept taking San Diego State, you know, every game, because I'm like, this dude is a man. The problem here, Howie, is we just saw what UConn did to Northwestern, right? Like Bill said, they didn't even play well. They didn't even do anything. I was thinking of Duke, by the way, Bill, when you were talking about the three-point shooting, how it felt like 100%. Yeah. That was Duke last week. Felt like it was 100%. They were like 9 out of 10.
You better hope the nail gator doesn't come after you again, baby. He's on fire.
I'm not hoping for anything. I just put a Duke future out.
I don't think.
I'm on board now. You better hope Tommy G. Kearns doesn't fucking hurt your team.
I know for 100% that Howie is on Houston. 100%. Tell us, Howie.
Houston's going to win by 10.
Yep. I knew it. I'm scared of that game.
I switched. I got to jump on, dude. But to stay on this, Howie, to stay on this San Diego State game. Ladie is all San Diego State has. Let me read you a couple stats here that
Butler
I wrote in the
solid.
Right.
My Butler can play.
Listen. No. But listen to what Ladie's been doing so far. Ladie had 26 points against Yale. The rest of the starters combined had 34. Yeah. Okay? In the UAB game, which I think they started versus UAB, then played Yale. The UAB game... He had 32 of the team's total 69 points, right? So he had 32 points. The rest of the team had 37, all right? The thing that UConn just did is they focused on Boom Booey, and they just eliminated him from the game, right? He shot 2 from 15. They just swarmed him and said, make someone else beat us. Do you think it's easier to take a Boom Booey out of the game or a Ladie? I don't know, because they do have a 7-foot big in Klingon. And they are going to be doubling Ladie in the post. It's multiple things have to happen to get Ladie to score, right? You got to get him the ball, and he has to have space, and you probably need to have the refs, you know, calling fouls on these doubles. But I can't imagine Danny Hurley, how he gets 4 days to prepare for basically one guy. Butler's good. There's other good players, but there's one guy you got to shut down. I can't see San Diego State staying in this game.
Here's the thing.
By the way, that spread is flying up the board right now.
If Ladie doesn't get 12,
yeah, it's up to 12.
Yeah, it's flying. He might get the 12 and a half in like 20 seconds.
If Ladie stays out of foul trouble, they got a chance. That's it. If he doesn't get in foul trouble and he can play the whole game, they have a chance. Because I'll tell you what, unlike a lot of these teams, San Diego State gets right up in your shit. They play good defense. The guards play good defense. And my, you know, they lost a national championship last year by 15. They were down 8 at the half. But in my opinion, I don't care what anyone says, I think UConn's team last year was a better team. And
it is. And they lost almost
Howie,
all of
San
them.
Diego State doesn't have another player who averages more than double digits. Who doesn't have a – he's the only one. He averages about 22 a game.
Yeah.
Nobody else in the lineup averages double digits.
It doesn't matter.
The other way you could put that, though, is they do. They do have. They do go seven guys who average.
Yeah, exactly.
So they just got a lot of guys who average like 7, 8, 9 points. So I'm with you though, Bill. I think you need that second killer because Howie, we saw it. Who was it? Utah State in the conference tournament. That he got in foul trouble. He only played like 20 minutes. He fouled out of the game.
Yeah, they were terrible. I mean, look.
Yeah, Ladie versus Utah State fouled out of the game, 5 fouls, and he only played 25 minutes.
That's the
right.
Thing.
And then if you look at the Boise game, the last game of the regular season, he fouled out versus UAB, had 4 fouls, made it through. So like you're saying, it's going to depend on a
call.
That's it.
Foul. It's going to depend on him. If he gets in foul trouble, they're going to get blown out.
They lose by 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
If for some reason he can get through the first half with two, going in the second half,
they cover.
Or two. Listen, man, as long as he's on the floor, they have a good chance. Because, UConn is winning by these big spreads. Their backcourt, besides the point guard, they're good. They're not great. I mean, these guys have
– They're evenly
balanced. Yeah, they're even. Yeah. If they have a night where – you know, they shoot 30% from three.
Which they have both games. In the tournament right now, Bill just mentioned it. I think on the tournament as a whole, they're only shooting 22% from three. Because the first game where I thought we were talking about Duke, and it was they only shot 33% from three. That game.
Listen.
Yeah, they've only hit like 9 3-pointers the whole tournament.
I personally took UConn -10.5. I just put 2 U inside. I don't love this game because I think San Diego State could make it interesting. So I don't. This is a game that I don't love
That spread is moving like crazy. Like Hoffman just said, it just moved. Like when I bet it this morning. I got UConn at in parlay -650. They're -800 now and -12. And so it's getting
People that and people are pounding Clemson right now too.
Yes, people are pounding Clemson. They're pounding UConn. Yeah, you're right. Because I took 2 days ago, I took Clemson plus 7.5. It's not plus 6.5. And I took UConn plus 10.5. And that's up to 11.5, 12.
12, yep.
Yeah, I mean, the live bets have been fantastic in this tournament, too. It's been pretty easy to see these teams go down. San Diego State's a team that, as long as they're out of foul trouble, I might get invested on them live. They're one of the better second-half teams in the entire country. So that's a game where if they're down, you know, 12-13 and Ladie's not in foul trouble, I'd probably want to catch a San Diego State plus 16, 17, something like that.
Yeah, but
for the game, I see this game ending 67-61. Yeah,
exactly.
That's how
I
see this game.
Exactly.
Ending, you know,
and you know, it's not like, you know, I look at all these games. I'm like, no, no, no. And then I look at the Alabama North Carolina game, and I get so goddamn excited, I can't even handle it.
Well, why don't you lead us off there?
I mean, listen, man, I've watched Alabama all year. You know, we watched Yale beat Auburn. We said Yale would beat Auburn. They did. And I think Alabama gets absolutely stomped here. I think at some point you might see North Carolina hit 2, 3, 4. I think Ryan has 20-plus tonight in this game. Because Alabama gets all screwed up on defense. They double-team when they shouldn't. These guys turn the ball over. You saw them against Grand Canyon basically gave them the game. I think North Carolina has just played a better schedule.
Whoever's scratching around back there when Howie's talking, just mute you guys.
The better coach. I like UNC to win this game probably by double figures, man. You'll see him pull away in the second half. I love this game.
I mean, I'm looking at this one, and again, I have a couple creative ways to play this. I don't like laying points. This one I would feel comfortable laying points. But, I mean, the bottom line here, Alabama hasn't beat anyone to get here. They beat a Charleston team that I wasn't really high on. I thought could knock Alabama off. They give up 96 points to fucking Charleston. Yeah. All right, what the fuck are they going to give up to UNC? And I don't want to hear a word about the Grand Canyon game. We said it to start the show. Grand Canyon was 2 for 20 from three and missed 14 fucking free throws, four of them being front-end one-and-ones. So, and they were still in that game in the second half. They should have ran Grand Canyon out the fucking gym shooting 2 for 20 from three. Yeah. If Grand Canyon shoots 5 for 20 from three, they beat Alabama in that game. I'm convinced of it. So they beat a 13 seed and a 12 seed, one of which they should have lost. The other one they gave up almost 100 points to. And now they're going to face probably the second best team in the country, arguably the best team in the country.
UNC's backcourt with Davis and Ryan is just they're more experienced, they're older, they've been there. These guys don't miss free throws, they don't turn the ball over. I don't see how Alabama stays in this game, man. And you know, look who they've beaten all year. They've beaten the five other shitty teams that got knocked out of the tournament the first day. So I love this game as far as making some coin. The only other question here I have in this round of 16 is, how is this Illinois-Iowa?
No. Here's what we're going to do. We're not even giving that. You got to buy the Bible.
Let's go. Buy the Bible.
Because they knew we were on Clemson. UConn and North Carolina's big money. This is a one-point spread. The whole world doesn't know who to bet in this game. You're starting
one of my favorite.
Go buy the bracket
it's
Bible.
My favorite
$49
bets.
Bucks and a free
one of my favorite bets of the day on that game.
Howie has 8 units on that game. I have 3 units that will probably be 5 units. We have a future on it, and it's Bill Rupp's favorite bet of the day. So that's the one you don't get for free. You got to go fucking buy the Bible for that. But we can give a future or two out that isn't involving Illinois-Iowa State. I just added Gonzaga, Howie. I had them to make the Sweet 16, so let me just look here. Before, I was saying the whole tournament, they have my original write-up with them is this Gonzaga team is clicking at the right time. They have a St. Mary's problem, right? They didn't have a problem. They had a St. Mary's problem. They lost one game since December 25th to a non-St. Mary's team, right? So this team was rocking. They just couldn't beat St. Mary's. And they're playing at the right time, and they're in a bracket with Purdue and Tennessee. I mean, I love the Creighton team. We have futures on them. Before this started, we had I put out Gonzaga plus 750 to come out of the Midwest and Creighton plus 500. They're both still there. And I think they're both the two teams to watch coming out because I hate this Tennessee team and we all hate this Purdue team.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sign up for the Bible, baby. You can read why.
Yeah, we wrote a whole thing. Who do you think?
Tommy,
Tommy,
real fast.
Who do you think?
We have the baseball game starts in like 8 minutes. The first one.
All right.
Yeah. If anybody has a play on that, I mean, I do.
Well, we're going to pivot over to baseball right now. Yeah. So let's do that. Howie, anything else on college basketball? If not, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Same bat time.
That's it, brother. Let's make some coin tonight.
Oh, Howie, me and you were on the same side on that Illinois game. So we wanted to let you
know. Yeah, I'm on the same side too, by the way. All three of us are on the same side.
All right, man.
All right. I'll be on the plane watching it too. All right, Howie, do we love you, brother? All right. Let's go over to MLB opening day. Joey Rackets. How happy are you on a scale from one to boner?
I'm good. I gotta go to work in a little bit, but I'm still good.
You're good. The Baltimore Orioles are the first game of the day on opening day MLB, and the whole staff's on them, and you're just
That's the reason the whole staff's on them. I don't like any of that.
Chew it, Rackets.
Yeah. I have a.
We're all coming on board.
I have some win totals to give out real quick. Orioles over 90.5 minus 110, Yankees under 91.5 minus 110, Royals over 74.5 minus 110.
Love that.
Reds over 81.5 minus 110.
I love the Royals one. Don't like the Yankees one, but don't hate it. Orioles was what?
90.5.
Don't like that. And what was the Reds?
Reds 81.5.
I actually got the Orioles. I got the Orioles when I put it out yesterday at 89.5.
So now Bill will take credit for your team the whole year.
Me and Rackets did this on our show last week, Tommy.
Yep.
So.
I know, but no, you will. I'm just telling him. Anytime Bill gets a better number than you, even if it's your bet or your team, it's now his.
We're already on the Orioles. We're both on the Royals. Team total.
Well, no, Rackets is on the Orioles. He's the Orioles.
We're both on the Orioles.
You literally never even got on the bandwagon last year.
Yep.
At least I crossed the picket line last year. You never crossed the picket line, right, Rackets?
On the Yankees.
So. He's on the Yankees. That's where we differ a little bit. I don't think Cole pitches this year, so I'm taking that under and running away.
So,
I think he does.
I think he does too. I think he just misses. I think he comes back around the All Star after the All Star break.
I don't think
he pitches.
I have the Yankees for 88 wins, and that's with no Cole. So that with Cole, it's going to be close, but I don't think he pitches.
I don't know. I haven't been following it closely enough, honestly, but being balls deep and all the other sports that are going
on. I'm doing a parlay that I love. I'm doing the Orioles and UConn. That comes out to minus 129.
The Orioles and the Dodgers plus 115 or 18 or something.
All right. Well, I have the Orioles also. I have the Orioles and the over 5.5 alt line on the Yankees-Astros game. I think there's going to be some runs in this game. If you guys go to MGM, they have the best lines for alt lines. So I got Orioles money line, Yankees-Houston over 5.5. They both play to start the day, minus 109.
That game's going to –
that comes out too.
No, Apple TV's Friday. They're on Apple TV tomorrow.
And then
Yankees and Astros.
Yesterday, Rackets and I gave out a Rupp and Rackets parlay.
Yep.
So I'll let you know now we are Orioles, Dodgers, Royals and the Rangers plus 737.
Yep.
And then I got strikeout prop I got today. I got RBI. I got another strikeout thing.
You can give stuff out in baseball.
Ohtani RBI plus 115.
Same thing. Me and Rackets are on the same side.
He might get that in the first fucking inning against Michaelis.
Yeah. I'm gonna do something that I like. I'm gonna do a strikeout prop. I'm taking Jose Abreu from the Astros and Tim Anderson and the Marlins both to strike out today plus 114. I think that happens.
Okay.
FanDuel has a risk-free bet, guys. I'm going to make a home run parlay. I don't have anything for that first game, but I'm going to make a home run parlay for the no sweat same game parlay on baseball. So soon. I've just got to find the game that I want.
Okay. What else we like?
Like I said, I'm on the Royals. Me and Rackets love the Royals today.
Royals, O's, Dodgers, Royals, and Rangers are my best today.
Tommy, the Detroit came down to -158. Does that make you a little bit more happy?
Yeah, line was too high. Line was too high. I don't care how bad the White Sox are. Detroit
Schuble is my pick for Cy Young.
I don't hate that. Schuble's looked really, really fucking good.
I think that's absolutely insane, but it's, you know, whatever.
Guys, just remember this on this date at March 28th at 3:01.
We will. And I will remind you of it when Schuble gets blown up for 5 runs.
All right. Well, you know what I'm looking forward to tomorrow is I can't wait to see Yamamoto pitch again. Because if this guy.
Oh, by the way, speaking of check the date, I haven't been on here. Who gets credit for Yamamoto looking like dog shit so far?
Rackets and Ruppin' Rackets.
Oh, yeah, really?
Nah, I wasn't on that.
Really? When I went on my rant about stop fucking bringing over these Asian
pitchers? Yeah, but Rackets, we could just take credit for it. So.
I mean, we can just take credit.
Yeah, fuck you guys. All right, you guys take credit. Yeah. You know it's me. So.
Also, guys, don't forget to do your Beat the Streak. If you're going to Beat the Streak, we are in a Beat the Streak contest. Right. I have my guys picked for today. So.
I did mine too.
Where is the Beat the Streak?
Don't tell them.
you gotta go into like 5 different spots.
I mean, what's going on? I can't.
Don't tell them. Nobody tell them.
That's awesome.
I mean, listen, I can tank the first 3 weeks with me and
Michael. Go ahead, do it. I mean,
where is it?
We're gonna get a nice little lead.
Is it MLB Play?
Oh boy.
It's
on MLB app now.
I mean, I can't even find him in the MLB.
Yeah, then you got to go to games or whatever and then go to it. You have to do like 4 steps to get into it now.
Ah, dude, I'm not even going to. Hoffman, beat him yourself.
I knew doing these steps, he wasn't.
Hold on, I'm looking for it. Hold on.
All right, you got it. Listen, it's your money, dude. You already bet us.
Home run. All right, I got $1,000 on it. I'm going to win that. I still can't. I have no fucking idea what this is.
You moron. Go on the MLB app and then just scroll down. It says it right there. Beat the Streak. Play now.
Hold on. I'm in the MLB app. Oh, Beat the Streak. Play Beat the Streak. Okay. But can I download a separate app or do I have to do this every time?
Every time you have to do that.
You have to do that.
Oh, that sucks.
Let's go. Rackets, he ain't going to do this every day.
Nope. He's
never
done.
Am I going to do this?
Let's go.
It might work out better because then I'll just put in like one every few days. All right. I want to do it. All right. I'm in. Let me give you guys some props. Obviously, you know my love child. You're about to see him go ham. I just heard yesterday he's been absolutely hitting piss missiles all preseason. My love child, my boy, my hero, my biggest, I'm his biggest fan, O'Neal Cruz.
You mean my guy?
Rackets.
You mean my guy?
Oh, yeah, that's adorable.
what the fuck?
So, not O'Neal Cruz for 2 years. O'Neal Cruz.
Hey, Rackets, he's in. You just take credit for
him. What is he? What is this guy?
Next time, he's going to say, oh, my guy, Bobby Witt.
No, I admit I don't steal other people's guys like you do. O'Neal Cruz is someone else's. Do you remember Galati's Parati?
Oh my goodness.
Last year?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, Rackets has been talking about him for a while.
Rackets talks about everyone. Hold on. Hoffman. Do you remember at the beginning of everyone shut up. Do you remember at the beginning of last year, Hoffman? I was putting the little cat gif with the sword, with Galati's Pirates, right? Galati's Pirates. And then O'Neal Cruz went down, and I said, I'm never betting the Pirates again. I've been on O'Neal Cruz since 2 years
ago.
Galati's Pirates. That's where he was on the Pirates for.
Just says no.
You can't just say no. You remember the cat gif.
Yeah, of course.
You can't just say no.
This fucking guy.
Fuck that.
I got fucking evidence. Yeah. Rackets wants to say he's on every. Rackets mentions every prospect in America in March before the season starts.
Listen, you got to cover your bases.
Literally,
the
whole. I mean, dude.
Fucking every time this
guy I got fucking autographed rookie cards. I got gifts. I got fucking documentation, and Rackets just stole them from me. So, O'Neal Cruz, I do like these 3 props for him. I'm going to put these out. over 25 and a half home runs. Rackets, has he been killing the preseason?
Bro, I said, I think it was Ruffin Rackets. I think I said it on Ruffin Rackets. Super sneaky NL MVP, O'Neal Cruz, plus 2,800.
Yeah, so I have him plus 2,500 for NL MVP, plus 400 for 30-30. I think he's a 30-30 guy this year. I like that plus 400. And then over 25 and a half home runs for O'Neal Cruz. Basically, I mean, do they have comeback player of the year in baseball?
Yeah, I hate giving that to somebody that was just injured. I hate that.
Right.
But yeah, they do have it.
I mean, he would be one of the guys on there.
I can't see that in New York. I get some of the stupid. I can't bet any of that shit. So I can't even see those odds.
They don't. Bill, no, they don't have it on FanDuel.
No. Nope. All right. Well, listen, I'm all in O'Neal Cruz. Buy his cards, buy his fucking underwear, everything you can get of that kid. I think that kid is literally the future of Major League Baseball. I got some other baseball bets for today. I haven't been locked into baseball, so I just did these for a couple units. What did I put out? I put out the Royals. You guys are on the Royals too, it seems.
Yep.
I took the Giants minus 104 small. Logan Webb, you know, Team Logan Webb. Rackets will probably say he was on him first.
Not a Logan Webb guy. I'm not really a Giants. I don't know how I feel about the Giants this year. I thought they were going to be dog shit, but I really like Young Ho Lee. And then they just had.
I think they're actually going to be.
Yeah,
all right,
I think they're going to be okay.
Chapman edition, I think, helps. I think it's going to come down. I mean, the Solaire edition was monstrous. That was literally, Bill, I called the player to the place. Remember, they couldn't sign anyone, and I was like, they need a guy like Solaire who could just hit the ball 1,000 feet. They got two guys, Rackets, and Chapman and Solaire, who when they get a hold of it, it's gone, because that stadium's monstrous, right? So outside of the lines, those are two guys who can launch dead center if they get a hold of something. I like Wade. I like Lee. Yastrzemski's a good player. If Conforto can show anything.
Losing Jock kind of sucks.
It does suck. It does. But I think that team's actually going to be all right. If their pitching comes around, if Logan Webb has a good year. So I got a little small stab on that. It looks like the line's moving in my favor. I think I got 104. It's up to minus 112 I'm seeing in spots. And then, you know, my two adopted teams later tonight, the Mariners and the Snakes.
I like what the Diamondbacks did.
Snakes. Oh, yeah. Here we come, baby.
Diamondbacks, I like the Diamondbacks, good. Too. I like.
Oh, yeah. Get off. Get off, bro. Get out of here. Yeah,
why can't? How come Bill can't just jump teams? Why isn't it?
Because he's like a pirate. he doesn't just jump onto your ship. He steals your booty, kills your women, and leaves with it.
Rape and pillage.
Next thing you know, he's going to be telling you he was on the Orioles before you and telling
Bill's
me.
Bill's the captain now.
Yeah, he can't just like come in and peacefully party on your ship. He has to rob you and stab you.
Fuck yeah.
Get off my snake
ship. Fuck yeah.
Don't want you near it. Stay off. Snakes. Snakes make you sliver and shake. That was still my best video ever. Anything else here, guys? Let's go to NBA.
There's only two games today.
Yeah, they're both like shitty, aren't they?
Yeah, Celtics are a 17-point favorite. I don't know, the only thing I can tell you, good advice, look for the Celtics to go up by 20 in the fourth quarter and then bet against them. I mean, this is the team the other day they blew the big-ass lead to. So, that's how they've been. Bucks, Pelicans. Yeah. Pelicans need to win. Milwaukee doesn't even care about this game. So, I'm not going to bet on it because Milwaukee could beat anybody. But they, you know, they don't need to win this at all. Why get Giannis hurt or any, you know, Dame hurt? Pelicans need to win. But, you know, during the week you got some games like that Clippers-Magic game. Clippers need to win every single game they play. So, and then, you know, like I said, Houston and the Warriors and the Lakers. LeBron had a triple-double last night. One of the oldest players in the NBA ever to have a triple-double. So...
Come on, we're not going to keep doing this every time.
Watch out for the Lakers in the playoffs. I'm saying it again, Tommy G.
Don't worry. I'll be cashing your check. We'll see. Just like
we'll see.
I do want to say, big announcement for Rackets and Hoffman here.
we were wondering how long into the baseball season it was going to take until Bill Rupp declared a must-win game, right? It's today.
Baseball?
Today he told me that the Yamamoto game for the Dodgers is a must-win game.
No, that's
game.
Tomorrow.
Yamamoto's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. No, but you told me today.
No, yeah, no, today I told you.
For, yeah, I'm saying, when would, what day were you going to declare it? You declared today that tomorrow's a must-win
it's
game.
It's must.
He said that this is a must-win game, Rackets, for Yamamoto and the Dodgers.
No, it's not for the Dodgers. It's a must-pitch well for Yamamoto. If he doesn't go five.
It is a must-pitch well.
Tommy.
Okay, let me explain to you. It means absolutely motherfucking nothing.
No, you're wrong.
What he does to
I kind of think it
it's
does.
It's probably going to take the dude a month to get used to major league hitting.
No,
it is nothing.
No. Bro, it took fucking Senga all season.
Okay, well, this is what I'm saying. It doesn't
Tommy,
mean tomorrow.
They paid $350 million for this guy.
Oh, if you forget, you pirate fucking sword-wielding, booty-snatching punk, I'm the one who told you it was a waste of money.
Listen, I said you were right, but I did say
right,
tomorrow,
don't lecture me on what they
the
paid
game
him.
Tomorrow is monsterly important for him.
No, it is not. It is big for his confidence. It is not a must start where he has to ball out because we've seen pitchers numerous times start locking in
a million.
Oh, who cares? Well, it's a must start to win the fucking rookie of the year. Who gives a shit about that?
Right, and it's
he could still
of course
come
he can,
and
but this is huge, bro. If he starts out fucking shitty again, just like last time, this is going to be a huge blow to him coming to America getting 300.
His ERA is already 45.
Yeah, they're going to start right
back. 45. His ERA is older than all of us.
I called the NBA games how important they were fucking a month ago.
And you were wrong
no,
on
I'm
all of them.
No, I'm not. The Clippers are
You called the Golden State Lakers game the most important game of the
Clippers
year, and LeBron didn't even play
only
in it.
Won last night because of a bad call. They should have lost again. So
you told us the Golden State Lakers game was the most important game of the
huge.
Year, and LeBron and AD sat out. They sat out. They didn't
it was
even play.
Huge.
That's how little they cared about it. It's a little
oh,
they cared about
Warriors
it. They didn't
Warriors
play in
Houston
it.
Coming up is probably the biggest game of the year.
That's a big game. Yeah, that's what I said. Once we get to the final teens of games, then you're talking 35
no,
games
you
left.
You don't understand, dude. You just don't understand.
I know. All right, Jerry Rackets, final words. Hockey, by the way, just real quick. I got too much going on. MLB opening day. Fucking, I like the Predators today. I have a small lean on the Blackhawks, small lean on the Capitals. Probably do 2.5 goals for each of those, and I had one other one.
The Hurricanes are going to win.
Small lead on the Flames. The
Hurricanes are going to win
today. Hurricanes should win, yeah, minus 250.
Again, though? They've been, like, they've been struggling a little bit.
They're minus, like, 300.
They've been struggling.
And the Wild, they're playing the Sharks. Sharks suck.
Sharks, dude. The Sharks are the worst hockey team I've ever seen in my entire life. It's a fucking embarrassment, that team. But, yeah, I'll have a couple, possibly a couple hockey plays out, but, again, right now, today, opening day baseball. A lot of research on that. A lot of research on March Madness. We'll get right back into hockey this weekend when the March Madness calms down. Rackets, any tennis?
Maybe later. I don't think I have anything right now.
All right. Bill Rupp, anything
nope,
else?
I'm going to do my home run thing in a little bit. The Baltimore game has already started. And let's go.
Cool. If Rivatina loses this first set, I'd bet her, but I'm not touching it.
Okay, final words, Joe. Go-O's. Go-O's. Final words, Bill Rupp.
Go-O's. And Yankees.
Okay. I'm clipping that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this kid literally such a traitor. I mean, take a stand. Take a fucking stand for once in your life. I mean, makes fun of me for Ritter. Makes fun of me for Will. Take a stand and stick to something for once in your life.
Burns is already 2-2 for the first batter. Let's see what happens.
Bill's in panic. Bill's hedging already.
I'm getting
first
a little
batter.
Nervous if he gets
it's
on.
Fucking Red. Why is Rendon leading off?
I was just about to say that. Why is Rendon leading?
Luke Hoffman, final word.
Duke is gonna win tonight tomorrow. Watch out for the nail painter. Let's go.
All right. Evan Hand, final word.
Rigged.
Hold
four.
On. Hold on.
Evan Hand. Howie Doody.
I might have to get out.
Bill?
Hold on. Strike out. Let's go.
Let's go, Corbin Burns.
We're still in.
As I was saying, for that fucking third guy on the left from the evolutionary chart, Bill Rupp, Joey Rackets, Evan Hand, Howie Dewey, Luke Hoffman. I am Tommy G. We'll probably see you back here tomorrow on Twitter Spaces. Always go check the YouTube and the Twitter Spaces. We're trying some stuff out. We're going to see how it's going to go. Looks like we had a pretty good turnout today. So you guys keep turning out and retweeting, telling your friends. You'll probably get a lot more of this. Good luck. Stay cash,
motherfucker. Let's go!